Hello, my name is Danny Tsai, and I'm one of the teachers for the 2023 Summer Yakima program held at UCSB. This is the first time these students have been in the United States, and they have been taking English classes for the past 3 months. One of their final assignments for my oral presentation class was to write a short story and to present them to their peers. Then I put them in groups and had them select three of their favorite stories to share with you all here. Each group will introduce themselves and then begin reading one of the chosen stories. All right, let's begin.
Hi, my name is Luna Itinohe, and my favorite animal is a cat.
Hi, my name is Keir Motoi. My favorite sport is swimming.
Hi, my name is Maru Takagi. My favorite food is a raspberry.
Hi, I'm Yuzuki Soga. My favorite sport is tennis.
The title of this story is Mary's Journey. Once upon a time, in a countryside far away, there lived a girl named Mary who loved painting.
Every day, she visited many art museums and studied painting techniques.
Mary dreamed of being one of the most famous painters in the world.
She sometimes suffered from headaches, and one day, something surprising happened.
She got brain cancer.
Everyone was sad to hear about the news.
This inspired Mary to want to live to be 100 years old.
She felt determined to beat her cancer.
Her doctor, Dr. Yuya, came and gave her advice. If you like art, draw as many pictures as you can now.
Mary's friends held an art auction for her, and one of her paintings was bought for 1 trillion yen.
After her painting was bought, things started to get better because miraculously her cancer was cured.
This story reminds us to be happy and stay positive, because miracles can happen all around the world.
Mary was rich and healthy and lived happily ever after.
The end.
Hi, my name is Reika Osawa and my favorite food is tomatoes.
Hi, my name is Ayana Shirahase and my favorite fruit is strawberry.
Hi, my name is Aki Urasawa and my favorite artist is One Direction.
Hi, my name is Honoka Rinema. My favorite sport is cheerleading.
The title of this story is Nothing Can Start Without Effort. Once upon a time in Tokyo, there was a girl named Anna.
She was a brilliant student and well known for achieving excellent results in her piano competitions.
She loved the piano since she was a little girl and she practiced every day.
She dreamed to be a pianist, but there were a lot of problems.
Her high school was famous for producing many students who were accepted to the best university.
There was a lot of competition and there were some students who were jealous of Anna's ability.
One day, Anna had a piano recital.
She had practiced hard for the assigned song.
However, on the day of recital, she was given a different song than that one she prepared for.
The judge of the competition was bribed by her rival, Nina.
She was upset that she could play that song better than anyone else because she had practiced a lot of songs every day.
When the result of the exam was announced, everyone was shocked.
Surprisingly, Anna and Nina were tied for first.
Both girls were frustrated very much because they worked hard for the piano concert.
Nina always thought about ways to torture Anna, but Anna just kept practicing the piano earnestly.
After that, Anna was full of accomplishment.
Sometime later, she graduated high school and entered the best music university with one of her classmates, Nico.
They became best friends with each other and Anna became the most famous pianist in Japan.
This story reminds us that if we have a goal, we just need to try and put effort into being prepared.
Effort isn't always rewarded, but nothing can start without effort.
The end.
Hi, my name is Bishin Fukuda. My favorite fruits are strawberries and pineapples.
Hi, my name is Haruna Kishimoto. My favorite Japanese food is sushi and miso soup.
Hi, my name is Takahiro. My favorite hobby is cycling.
Hi, my name is Runa Hosea. My favorite animal is dogs.
Hi, my name is Natsuki Odagiri. My favorite hobby is playing the piano and singing a song.
The title of this story is Mysterious World.
Once upon a time in Tokyo, there was Hana.
She was known to be quiet and she loved reading.
Every day, she read books and dreamed of being in a fantasy world.
One day, she found a strange small house in a forest that she was walking to the library.
She was very curious about this house.
The house was very mysterious.
I'd love to visit a world like this, Hana mused.
Then the house suddenly started to turn.
Hana opened her eyes.
The world she imagined in her dreams became a reality.
Her clothes changed from ordinary clothes to a gorgeous pretty dress.
She danced and talked to many princes and prince in the new world.
After a while, she began to miss her friends and family, and she noticed that she didn't know how to go back to her home world.
She started to cry.
A man told her about the library outside of the forest.
She asked him where it was and ran over there.
And when she arrived, she closed her eyes and screamed, "I want to go back to my home."
She opened her eyes and there was a familiar landscape.
There wasn't a small strange house anymore.
Everything went back to normal and she didn't tell anyone what happened.
She went back to the forest every day, but the strange small house never appeared.
This story reminds us that sometimes dreams can turn into nightmares and that we should be careful what we wish for.
The end!